welcome to the Innovative Missional Ministries podcast. I'm Jeff Heisner, video journalist and digital media director for the Michigan District. And today we're talking about visual faith ministry. And we're joined by Connie Denninger and Pat Meyer. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks,
Connie, let's begin with you. I want to ask you, a lot of our listeners know about visual faith, but why don't you remind everyone what it is and what you do?
I think that one of the things that is important to remember is that visual faith is practices that meet everybody right where they are in a visual world, and all of the distractions that are pulling at us, we have some tools that help us to spend more time in God's word and connect in a prayer life.
With educational research, it says that the majority of us are visual or kinesthetic learners. So we learn and retain information more when there's a visual hands-on process included. So, just thinking, we use flashcards and we use hands-on learning in schools for core subjects, but we don't always do that purposely for our faith learning. So just including visual faith practices ensures that no one is left behind.
So how did this all start?
Well, it really began about 25 years ago. I was working as a director of women's ministry and began talking a lot to families. And we really came up with the idea we wanted to do something to really mark faith milestones in families. So I began working with the three DCEs that were in the congregation where we were serving in Virginia. And we sat down with them and said, what do you need to help you do that in your families? And we couldn't find tools to help us. So we created a design team and began creating our own things. We really wanted to mark baptism and confirmation and legacy storytelling for the generations. And so we began creating our own tools. And then we found about 2008, there were some really big holes for families wanting to teach prayer. So we started some prayer tools for that. And then the rest is kind of history. I met Pat Meyer when our husbands were both serving as district presidents. And it really was an organic, God-led spirit movement for Pat and I to come together and say, we are being called to do something here to bring these resources to more people.
Yeah. And Pat, why don't you talk about some of the resources that are out there and who they're available to?
Well, our resources are available to anyone. Visual faith practices are multi-generational. They're for men and women, boys and girls, for anyone really who wants to connect that way. If a child can hold a pencil or a crayon, they can be taught visual prayer. And also our visual faith practices also create opportunities for community, like, you know, women gathering together to do a prayer project, to use themselves or to give to someone, or a grandparent and a child coloring together a visual image of a scripture verse and conversing about that, maybe at a grandparent's day, something like that. One of our most popular resources is the Visual Church Year, which was put together with the intent of following the LCMS three-year lectionary readings, the suggested readings, which are common to other denominations as well. So we have gone through all the gospel readings. We're on the epistles now. We're going to continue, but it's a resource that's free for download for any church ministries or families, and it includes a half-note sermon sheet with an image of that scripture truth, a children's bulletin that encourages engagement in the worship, and also graphics by themselves that can be used right in a bulletin, confirmation resource, or any other educational materials.
So one of the things that I saw that was really, really neat is how people can connect through visual faith. And you've added a number of events, whether it be Bible studies or even practices using Zoom as well, correct?
Yes, things really changed with COVID. We did what we call a COVID pivot. And we really moved from in-person gatherings to figuring out how we were going to be together by Zoom, and literally transformed the whole ministry. So it's a both and currently, really longing to move back into more in-person meetings. We did two really successful online retreats that God really brought people from around the world to.
Oh, that's cool. Feel free to explain more about the retreats and what you did, what you saw, how you saw God working.
Well, I think one of the things that is interesting is that as our generation becomes more and more visual, mm-hmm. we are seeing the need for meeting people right where they are. Instead of telling people you need to be over here, we're saying we're coming to you right where you are in a visually laden world, which is both helpful and distracting at the same time. So how do we bring things to help people center and spend time in God's word and in their prayer life and do that in their families, in a church community, and even in their neighborhood, bringing people together to do that and pray right in the neighborhoods where they live.
Right now we have online meetups for projects that we can do together. And we also are starting to put together some teaching videos that people can take and do right at their own churches or around their kitchen table.
We have a monthly day of prayer where people can just join us for free and use some of the resources and actually spend some time noon and evening, whichever works in your schedule, to just spend some time in prayer.
So how is this affecting people and how do you see God working in all of this?
That's a great question. I think what we love seeing is how Lutheran schools are using this in their classroom and taking a worship experience and using some of the resources to take worship right into the week in a Lutheran school classroom. We love seeing how families have conversations around a worship service right around the dinner table. I love seeing yesterday my six-year-old grandson was here and he wanted to draw a prayer card for all of his cousins. So he got out the markers, drew a graphic image and colored it in. And because he had learned from his mom how to pray for his cousins, and we, you know, addressed envelopes and every cousin is getting a prayer card from Levi. So that's impactful for a six-year-old to say, I want to pray for my cousin. And this is how they're going to know I have done that and send it in the mail.
That's awesome.
It is. And, you know, Jeff, I'll add to that. Sometimes we get to see the impact. Sometimes we don't even know. And it's a surprise. I'll very often meet people who have shared what they've done with Visual Faith. And I had no idea that that was happening. I was just in Northern Michigan recently, stopped to take a picture at a church. And the lady came out that was watering the plants and said, I know you, you're from the Visual Faith. You know, she had seen me on Facebook and I found out that they were doing things at their church. So you just never know.
Oh, that's really cool. So obviously when you talk about Facebook, you have over 3,000 followers on your page right now. Talk about how you can get involved or how anyone can get involved. Is it as easy as going to your website, going to Facebook and just checking you out and joining an event or downloading something?
Yes, there's a community Facebook page and we're also on Instagram and mm-hmm. Pinterest, and we have a YouTube channel. So if you're just trying to figure out, you know, who we are and what we're doing, go to the YouTube channel and check out some of the videos that are created by, we have 70 coaches working on our team in various capacities. And some are just family life coaches. This is just mamas at home trying to figure out how do you do this kind of teaching in your home life. And Pat manages a whole team of artists. So all the social media places are great places to engage. Wherever you're hanging out, we're there. And it's a great way to come in and see what we're about and just explore the website.
And those coaches play a pivotal role in helping folks get started, correct?
They do. We wish we had a coach in every state and every town, but we really are working hard at helping lay people. Mostly this is a lay-driven organization. It's all women, lay women, mm-hmm. and we are really working significant ways to help lay people, men and women, use our resources to teach right where they are, how to use the resources.
We have quite a few Visual Faith coaches that reside in Michigan. But also I would say that on our website, there's a chat box and you can ask a question. You can, if you want to find out more, and then someone will answer that and get back to you.
You've already done so much already. what are some of those future things that you've got planned, the future goals, and where you want to see this ministry head in years to come?
I think for me, my hope for the future, especially, is that our churches and schools become aware of visual faith ministry, and especially of the practices as a vital tool to teach our children, and that they become part of the curriculum in our Lutheran schools and even at the university level, teaching our teachers how to teach the children for future generations.
I think the impact of the intergenerational part of this, I love when we have events where grandparents are sitting down with parents and grandchildren to talk about faith legacy, faith stories, the impact of life events in their life. And one of the things that I have done is made a baptism book that just tells the pictures and the stories of baptism for each one of the grandchildren. I have 10 and I have 5 books done, and my goal is to get 5 more done this summer. But on their baptism birthdays, they can get that book out and they sit and tell the story of their baptism. And that goes clear back to our very first thing we were really wanting to do to impact families, is to remember and help families celebrate faith milestones. And so that we have not lost the core of what we want to do in the moving forward. And that's exciting to continue to think about expanding that for families.
In a few days, Connie and I are also traveling to meet with a group of missionaries. And so just to let them know too, that our resources are available free of charge and free for use. Sometimes the visual transcends the language barrier. Mm-hmm. And so it's perfect for that.
All right. Is there anything else you want people to know about Visual Faith that they may not know? Maybe some upcoming events you want to invite them to, or anything else?
We really would love for them to join us for the Day of Prayer each month, or we call the creative thing, Creative Haven, because we're really trying to model how people could do this in their home. It doesn't have to be a church-led event. We're trying to model that people could gather friends, family, and neighbors right in their homes, and we would help them to do that. So get the people in your home and get your Bibles out and colored pencils and have at it.
Well, Connie, Pat, we want to thank you both for joining us. It's been great talking about Visual Faith. And if you want to find out more, you can obviously go to the website, visualfaithmin.org. So I encourage you to check them out, and a lot of great resources and a lot of ways to get involved. We also want to thank you, the listener, for making this podcast part of your day. God bless.